This is an iHeart podcast.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final hour of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, and what a Monday it has been. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Chris just told me Joe Biden is going on The View on Wednesday. Oh, man, that's going to be appointment television right there. Anyway, this hour, in fact, to open up, we're going to discuss how your beating heart, if you're not careful, can turn into your mind. If you're not careful, your beating heart will turn into your mind. We'll discuss that in a moment. We'll discuss white people being openly discriminated against in the Air Force, Zelensky's in town, and all that and so much more still to come. But I want you to listen to something. I want you to listen to this. This is Gretchen Whitmer. She's the governor of Michigan, as you know. She's an evil, tyrannical hag who has abused her people for years and then got reelected because American women love abortion more than they love life itself. So Gretchen Whitmer went on CNN. She was asked about DOME, and she answered with, "They're happy warriors."
Only a few weeks left until this is all over. We've heard other Democrats in your position suggesting that they want to see more from Vice President Harris and Governor Walz in terms of not necessarily speeches in controlled environments, but town halls with voters, more interviews, mixing it up, press conferences. We're only 44 days to the election. Do you agree? Would you like to see more of that?
You know, I have incredible confidence in both the Vice President and Governor Walz. They have shown that they are happy warriors. They are able to answer tough questions.
What? That's not an answer. They're happy warriors. You hear that and you shake your head, you roll your eyes. What? That's not an answer. The response you just had, that's the same response I had. It's a natural answer. But just pause on that for a moment. I'm going to play something for you. This is an interview. I believe it was on CNN, maybe MSNBC. But the dude's voice you're going to hear, if you want to call him a dude, he's the founder of White Dudes for Harris. I want you to listen to this guy. Listen to how he talks.
For far too long, the left has essentially ceded white men
to the MAGA right. And a thing that we know is that most men, especially most white men, aren't actually MAGA supporters. And so we decided that we wanted to create space for white men to be a part of electing Vice President Harris.
We wanted to create some spaces.
Why are you gay?
What is that? I have one more thing. One more thing. I'm going to read you this one, and then we'll have a talk about your heart, if you're not careful, becoming your mind. This is from Josh Shapiro, that dirtball governor of Pennsylvania. He put up a video where he is autographing artillery rounds we're sending to Ukraine. Just the bizarre creepiness of that entire thing we'll set aside. But the important part is this one. This one right here. This is what he said. We all must do our part in the fight for freedom, from the workers in Scranton who make Pennsylvania the arsenal of democracy, to the brave Ukrainian soldiers defending their country. The arsenal of democracy. Huh. So what do any of these things, what do all these things have in common? Well, you rolled your eyes at all of them. That's one. Maybe you mocked them, depending on, maybe you're listening to me in a construction site and you're making some really inappropriate jokes about the white dudes for Harris guy with your boys. But whatever you did, it was mocking, wasn't it? You were disgusted. This is stupid. It's ridiculous. Well, who is the beating heart of the Democrat Party? Who is it? We've talked about this before. Okay, maybe you don't remember, but here it is. Married men vote Republican. Single men vote Republican. Married women vote Republican. There is one demographic that skews way the other way and votes for Democrat. All three of the others, I should note, married men, single men, married women, it's all just over 50, 54, 55, 52. It's very close. But then you get to the category of single women. And single women vote Democrat 68% of the time. We'll just call it 70. 70% vote Democrat. And 58% of them have already been diagnosed with a mental health issue. These are facts. I'm rolling these out. These are facts. So, setting aside how you listen, I'm going to play all three of these again, but I want you to listen through this mindset, because I know you know this person in your life. I call her liberal Aunt Peggy, but I don't know who it is for you. Maybe it's your mom. Maybe it's a coworker, a neighbor. I don't care. I want you to think about the crazy woman in your life. She's on anti-anxiety medication. She's the one. This is how you'll know who I'm talking about. She's the one who will come to you or show up at your house, and she will be aghast at the most minor inconvenience in the world. She's the one who will walk in and you're not going to believe what happened to me today, Tiffany. Oh my gosh, Peggy, what happened to you today? I was standing in line at Starbucks, and I was standing there. I was clearly in line, and this guy, I guess he didn't even see me. He stepped in front of me when it was time to order and ordered before me. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. Can you believe he did that? You know this woman, don't you? Where anything that happens is this horrible, horrible sin. It's the end of the world. Now, listen to these people talk with her ears.
Only a few weeks left until this is all over. We've heard other Democrats in your position suggesting that they want to see more from Vice President Harris and Governor Walz in terms of not necessarily speeches in controlled environments, but town halls with voters, more interviews, mixing it up, press conferences. We're only 44 days to the election. Do you agree? Would you like to see more of that?
You know, I have incredible confidence in both the Vice President and Governor Walz. They have shown that they are happy warriors.
You laugh and roll your eyes. Ask liberal Aunt Peggy about Dome doing interviews. See how long it takes for her to say, oh, they're happy warriors. Listen to this. We want to create spaces for white men. We have to create spaces.
For far too long, the left has essentially ceded white men to the MAGA right. And a thing that we know is that most men, especially most white men, aren't actually MAGA supporters. And so we decided that we wanted to create space for white men to be a...
We had to create space for them. I am 43 years old. I have spent my entire life around dudes. Hunting, fishing. I was terrible, but I played sports for my entire young adult life. Baseball, basketball. Some time in college from right there to the Marine Corps infantry. To this day, I don't hang out in D.C. I don't hang out in New York City. I live in Texas, and I don't hang out in political circles. I hang out with dudes. They own guns, shoot guns. They train jujitsu. They're dudes. I have never in my 43 years on the planet ever been in the presence of a single other man who used the term, we needed to create space.
For far too long, the left has essentially ceded white men to the MAGA right. And a thing that we know is that most men, especially most white men, aren't actually MAGA supporters. And so we decided that we wanted to create space for white men.
Dudes don't talk like that. Who does? Crazy single women. That's how they talk. The liberal Aunt Peggy, who's still mad about getting cut off in Starbucks, she's the one who talks. We need to create a space. There needs to be space for me. That's how single women talk. Who uses language like the arsenal of democracy when talking about yet another weapons shipment from you to Ukraine? Crazy single women. And all that leads me to my point about how if you're not careful, and this applies to all of us, it'll apply to me too, it'll apply to you too. If you're not careful, if we're not careful, if political parties aren't careful, our beating hearts can become our minds as well. It's happening to Democrats right now. I'll explain in a moment. Before I explain that, I am officially less than an hour away from sitting down with the bona fide American hero, Clint Romeshaw, and the boys at Pure Talk. You see, I've sat down with a lot of different advertisers. Go have dinner, talk about life, talk about business, talk about everything. There is only one who has ever brought me a Medal of Honor recipient to sit and dine with, and that's Pure Talk. That's what they're passionate about. You know what Pure Talk's in town for? Pure Talk's in town for veterans. That's why they brought Clint along. Because they know there are veterans out there who need jobs, who need health care. There are veterans who need help with their benefits. There are veterans out there in need. And while Verizon, AT&T, and T-Mobile are sending your money to Planned Parenthood, Black Lives Matter, and all the other filth in this country, Pure Talk, they care about veterans. That's where their focus is. Who do you want to support? Oh, and you'll pay them way less. And they're on the same 5G network, so you don't sacrifice service. Switch to Pure Talk tonight. In honor of Clint, dial #250 and say Jesse Kelly. It takes 10 minutes on the phone. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll talk a little bit more about the heart becoming the mind next.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly DC.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Back to finishing up what we were talking about, how if you're not careful, your beating heart can become your mind. And I just laid out, you know, why single women on anti-anxiety medication, they are the beating heart of the Democrat Party. That's not just something I say. The numbers pencil that out. Single, miserable women on SSRIs are the beating heart of the Democrat Party. When they speak, they're speaking to them. When they're trying to scare someone, they're trying to scare them. When they're trying to motivate someone, they're trying to motivate them. These single, insane women, they are the ones who run the Democrat Party. They are the beating heart of the Democrat Party. That's why when they speak, when Democrat politicians speak, it doesn't sound like they're even speaking your language at all, because they're not. They're speaking to insane people, insane single women who've lost their minds. That's who they're speaking to. The problem for Democrats is this. If you spend too much time focusing on your beating heart, it will eventually turn into your mind. You see, Democrats started looking at this election, and because they all look at elections where they divide up different voting groups and you're trying to gain as much from this voting group as that voting group, so everything is just dividing people, men versus women, black versus white. Yep, that's how they divide people up in their minds. Well, we have this percentage of Hispanics, so we need this percentage of blacks, we need this. That's how these people discuss things, okay? Well, when they were looking at our population, they realized men are fleeing the Democrat Party. Women are racing towards it. Men are fleeing it. The more man-hating the Democrat Party reveals itself to be, the more men are running for the hills. The more insane women are, the more they love Democrats. That's just the way that's the way it's gone for a while now. But they needed to stop the bleeding, if you will, with men. So what did they come up with? White dudes for Harris. Why is that even a thing? Well, they poll tested it and found out white dudes are really, really Republican. Dudes of any color vote Republican. White dudes in this country are hardcore Republican. You know you're not going to win them all back. But if we start a white dudes for Harris, maybe we can get enough of them back to win the election. The problem with that is your beating heart, single insane women, it has become your mind. So when you're starting a white dudes for Harris campaign, it is insane single white women who are writing the campaign, and they're finding the men to lead the campaign. So when you're trying to do outreach to white dudes, trying to bring them back into the Democrat fold, you don't even know how to speak their language. That's why you end up sounding like this fruitcake.
For far too long, the left has essentially ceded white men to the MAGA right. And a thing that we know is that most men, especially most white men, aren't actually MAGA supporters. And so we decided that we wanted to create space for white men.
You find that guy and you give him those talking points because you're run by insane single women, and the only people you know how to talk to now are insane single women. So when you're doing white dude outreach, you bring this fruitcake on here and talk about creating spaces. This is why they fail at so many of these initiatives. They don't know how to speak the language anymore. And again, to reinforce my point, Chris brought this up. This is a Democrat pollster. This is how they look at everyone. We just have to win women by more than we lose men.
Pennsylvania is really tight. And as other battleground states have been moving in Harris's direction, this has been one that is a little more resistance, in part because people don't realize, but you would, that Pennsylvania is the oldest of the battleground states. So that age distribution works against Harris because she has such a dramatic age relationship. And you saw that somewhat in your polls. There's also a big gender gap in Pennsylvania, and your data shows that as well. And I think this is emblematic of all of the close states. We've got to win women by more than we lose men. That's really the formula for success.
And that's why you start white dudes for Harris. The problem is you don't know how to hablar. You don't know how to speak the lingo. So you end up with this guy on television talking about creating spaces like he's in his yoga class. Gosh. All right. This is courtesy of the Daily Caller. New documents shed light on Air Force's goal to reduce the white male population joining the officer ranks. This would be concerning enough if it was just this on its own,
But when you combine that with what's happening in Ukraine, with what's happening in China, there are some scary things happening right now on this planet. Our military is rotting faster than you can imagine. And the communists who are rotting it, they are picking up the pace. Remember, they're not slowing down. They're picking up the pace. We're going to discuss Ukraine, Zelensky. We'll get to some emails, but Zelensky's in Pennsylvania. We'll talk for a moment about how the global system works, the globalists work, and how that's pretty revealing here with the things he said. Before we get to that, let's talk about your dog. You know, rough greens, you know that you will see differences in your dog. It's not like you just give your dog rough greens and you hope. You see, Fred, because I think it's his anxiety, but because he has a weak stomach, if you will, Fred used to have digestive issues every single meal. You want to talk about someone at wit's end? You should have seen my wife back then having to clean up after Fred after every meal. It gets exhausting. Rough greens, natural herbal supplement you put on your dog's food, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, probiotics, digestive enzymes. I don't remember the last time Fred had a digestive problem. His coat looks so much better. His breath, thank you, Lord, looks so much better. And he will live longer. Do you want your dog to live longer? Your dog doesn't get nutrition from dog food. Put Rough Greens on your dog's food. Call them 833-33-MY-DOG or go to roughgreens.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
Feeling a little stocky? Follow, like, and subscribe on social at Jesse Kelly Show.
Hey there, I'm Mary Catherine Hamm.
And I'm Carol Markowitz. We've been in political media for a long time.
Long enough to know that it's gotten, well, a little insane.
That's why we started Normally, a podcast for people who are over the hysteria and just want clarity.
We talk about the issues that actually matter to the country without panic, without yelling, and with a healthy dose of humor.
We don't take ourselves too seriously, but we do take the truth seriously.
So if you're into common sense, sanity, and some occasional sass,
you're our kind of people.
Catch new episodes of Normally every Tuesday and Thursday
on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen.
Would you guys consider anything less than a championship to be a failure from this year?
I wouldn't say anything is a failure, especially because we all grow every day. Obviously, the goal is a championship. There's no doubt in that, and that's the goal. We want to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast, In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
For all the biggest stories in women's basketball, plus exclusive interviews with the game's brightest stars.
So to be here, I think it's one that we definitely don't take for granted. But we also know, you know, that's just one stop along the way, and we're hoping to, you know, make a run.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. We break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
What I told people, I was making a podcast about Benghazi. 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
It's almost a dirty word, one that connotes conspiracy theory.
Will we ever get the truth about the Benghazi massacre?
Bad faith political warfare, and frankly, bullshit.
We kill the ambassador just to cover something up. You put two and two together.
Was it an overblown distraction or a sinister conspiracy?
Benghazi is a
Rosetta Stone for everything that's been going on for the last 20 years.
I'm Leon Nafok from Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries. This is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Yeah, that's right. Lock her up.
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday, and we will get back to the emails here in just a minute. I just wanted to touch on this briefly. Zelensky, a foreign leader from a country that is not part of NATO. I don't know how many times I have to stress this incredibly important point. Ukraine is not part of NATO. Not part of NATO, has, after receiving large quantities of our money and arms, I should probably remind you that you taxpayer, you're paying for the pensions of Ukrainian government employees. Did you know that? Anyway, he's come over here to visit the United States of America. He is touring our arms factories. Remember, the United States of America is not at war with Russia, nor do we want to be at war with Russia. But Zelensky is on camera touring our arms factories, and the governor of the state of Pennsylvania is putting up things on social media talking about how Pennsylvania workers are the arsenal of democracy and handing that to the brave Ukrainian soldiers. The governor of Pennsylvania is autographing artillery rounds that are given to Zelensky. And while Zelensky, a foreign leader, is here, he took some time out of his day to sit down with the New Yorker and campaign on behalf of Kamala Harris and against Donald Trump. I won't go into all this, but they asked him about J.D. Vance. Zelensky said of our want to be vice president, he's too radical. She said, your words, not mine, but yes, that's the gist of it. And Zelensky goes on to say his message seems to be that Ukraine must make sacrifices, so on and so forth. So a foreign leader from a non-NATO country has just visited America in September, right before a presidential election, to tour our munitions factories where he will receive weapons for free, I should note. He's touring our weapons factories and campaigning on behalf of Kamala Harris and against Donald Trump and J.D. Vance. Does anyone else find this incredibly creepy, evil, bizarre, whatever way, whatever word you want to put on it? It's not okay, and it's not how things are done. But it goes to show you the globalist mentality of the people who run the world. You see, if you are any Democrat, you are part of a global communist government. If you are a Republican in leadership, this would be the Mitch McConnell types, the Mike Johnson types, you are also part of a communist global government, not an American government, a global government working only on behalf of the various finance industries and pharmaceutical industries, and you're, of course, trying to keep power for yourself. Zelensky is part of this global government where everyone has to march together in this really, really creepy totalitarian global government that only has one stance on every issue and everything else is removed. Remember Mitch McConnell when he stood up when they passed, well, actually not even when they passed the budget. Remember when Mitch McConnell said repeatedly, because I played it for you every time he said it, he stood up on camera and he said, the most important thing going on in the planet is what's going on in Ukraine right now. I am not dismissive about that being very important for Ukrainians and Russians and maybe some other Europeans. But do you realize, as Americans are suffering inflation, borders open, what a jaw-dropping statement this is from the most powerful Republican in Washington, D.C.?
Well, I'm going to try to help explain to the American people that defeating the Russians in Ukraine is the single most important event going on in the world right now.
Have you felt like he explained that to you yet? Has anyone explained that to you yet?
why that needs to be the top priority for Americans who can't afford the rent. You notice how nobody's tried to explain it to you? You're just supposed to sit there and you're either supposed to accept it or they'll throw some slogan at you and that's meant to shut you up, but it doesn't actually explain anything. When you raise any concerns about American money and munitions being poured into a place we are not even bound by NATO to defend, you will get, well, I guess you want Putin to take over Europe. Putin can't take over Ukraine. What do you mean take over Europe? What are you talking about? Yeah, well, if you type threw around, then Hitler would have had, hold on, Hitler, wait a minute, we're not talking about Hitler, you never get anything specific. The only specific they'll give you is some insane cockamamie plan that isn't even close to reality at all of Vladimir Putin and the Russian hordes marching through all of Europe, which isn't even something possible, and it's not something Putin would even want to do anyway because you can't even manage that much. But that's the only explanation they'll give you. Yet you're told repeatedly to shut up and go along with it, and it's the most important thing in the world. But they can't ever explain it to you. Why won't they explain it to you? Because the truth is it's not. The truth is, for Zelensky, Mitch McConnell, Chuck Schumer, and virtually all of them, it's the most important thing going on for them. Because they have managed to completely separate themselves from any of the real world concerns of you see, because we now live in a global government where everything is for the global government. America, again, all of our leaders, they laugh at the idea of America. It's just not anything that crosses their minds. Democrats will mock it fairly openly. Republican losers like Mitch McConnell and John Cornyn, they have to pretend to like it, especially in election season. But behind closed doors, Mitch McConnell, he sits right by Chuck Schumer and laughs at you. These Americans worried about their money. We're too busy getting that defense contractor cash from Ukraine, eh, Chucky? That's how they talk behind closed doors about you. I've seen it. Hey, Jesse. I was picturing your wife in the audience last Wednesday, always talking about the Tucker Carlson thing, shaking her head with her hand over her face while you explained to Tucker why you called Lankford Naked Ken Doll. I'm curious if I was on to something. Not only was the wife there when I was on stage making some of those jokes, my mom was there too. And I did look over at one point, and I think it was when I said it feels like you're playing tug of war with Whoopi Goldberg. I think it's when I said that. I don't remember what I was saying, Chris. I was describing something that's difficult. Like, could you imagine playing tug of war with Whoopi Goldberg? Anyway, but I think it was when I dropped that line. I looked over. My wife and my mom, they were right by the stage. I looked over and they actually both had their heads in their hands. That was amazing. You know what? That's when I knew I nailed it. That's when I knew I nailed it right there. Sorry, Mom. I love you. Sorry about that. And she actually told me backstage, she said, Jesse, you know that the ladies that I go to church with, you know that they were all listening too, right? I said, Mom, I had not considered that before I said some of the things that I said up there. Sorry about that. Jesse, forgive me if you've already discussed this part, but what's your take on 9/11? Do you feel it was an inside job? Or did a plane actually fly into the World Trade Center? Planes actually flew into the World Trade Center, buddy. You can't, listen, I'm not going to be dismissive of any theories people have, but you cannot keep a secret that large a secret. You understand that? It wasn't a Hollywood production. It was, you know what, anyway. I want to talk about communists in the spirit of domination before we get to headlines I didn't get to. So I have a couple quick things I want to get to. Before I get to those things, I want to get to the IFCJ, the International Fellowship of Christians and Jews, and what they're doing right now. They're doing flags of fellowship. That's because October 7th is coming up. 2 weeks, actually just almost exactly, or maybe exactly, whatever. 2 weeks, roughly 2 weeks from now, October 7th is coming. The anniversary of that horrible freaking day. 6,000 people. It's awful. It's awful. Anyway, flags of fellowship. It's what people across America are doing to show, hey, we are supporting you. We are praying for you. We are hoping you pull through all this mess. IFCJ is the one supporting these people. Bulletproof ambulances, flak jackets, firefighting equipment. Go support IFCJ so they can continue to support them. Supportifcj.org. All right? It's one word. Supportifcj.org. We'll be back.
Fighting for your freedom every day.
USA! USA!
The Jesse USA! Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show, final segment of the Jesse Kelly Show on a Monday. Remember, if you miss any part of the show, you can download the whole thing on iHeart, Spotify, iTunes. Hold on, Chris. Oh, did I not mute it? I didn't. My finger slipped off the thing. Dang it. Well, I tried to mute. I felt the sneeze coming. Well, you know, it's my fault. You know, if you look at a light, if you feel like you have to sneeze and you look up at a light, it can make the sneeze go away. I just did it and it failed me. And I thought it was going to work. What, Chris? What? It's supposed to, yes, Chris, and it works. If you feel like you're going to sneeze and you look up at a light, it'll make the sneeze go away most of the time. That said, it just failed me. I thought I was good to go. So I look up at the light. And then I was like, oh my gosh, I'm blind and I still have to sneeze. So I tried to hit the mute button and my finger slipped off of it. It's because my hands are so big and these buttons. What, Chris? These buttons are so small. That's the reason that happened. All right, so I'm going to play something for you real quick. It can be very difficult. It can be impossible for us to understand how communists think. And as we've talked about so many times on this show, it's because they're really a completely separate species with a totally different mentality inside of them. I'm going to play AOC for you right now. I want you to listen to what she says.
You know, I do think that several members of Congress in some of my discussions have brought up media literacy because that is a part of what happened here. And we're going to have to figure out how we rein in our media environment.
How we rein in our media environment? Now, that can be confusing for a normal person like you. Because I could sit here and I could pull up all kinds of polls, media. Who is it? The Media Research Center. They do great stuff when it comes to this stuff. When it shows the percentage of positive coverage for Democrats versus negative coverage for Republicans. In fact, they just did one recently. I think Kamala Harris has received, I think it's from ABC, she got 96% positive media coverage from ABC, and Donald Trump, he got like 97% negative or 100% negative. It was a crazy number. And when you look at numbers like that, 96% positive for Kamala Harris, because you're a normal, functional human being and you're not a filthy communist, you look at that and you think, wow, our media is biased. They are broken. This is harmful to our country. How could they do that? But the communist doesn't share your values at all. If you tell a communist like AOC that ABC has given her and her party 96% positive coverage, she will not celebrate. She will not smile. She will not cheer that the media is in the tank for her, because all she sees is the 4% that didn't go her way. They have a spirit of conquest, of domination, of destruction. As we've talked about a million times with my lame analogy, but it works. If you fought a war with a communist for 100 islands, and at the end of that war you had 99 of them, you would celebrate a resounding victory. If you fought a war with the communist for 100 islands and he won 99 of them when the war was over, he would wake up the next day miserable and angry about that one that he doesn't control. Because that's how they think. You have to consume everything, take over everything, control everything. You look at our media and you're disgusted by how left-wing they are. The average American Democrat looks at our media and is disgusted. They're not more left-wing. Completely different ways to view the planet. Completely different ways. Just something for you to marinate on. Oh, and just back to what we were talking about earlier, about how they hate facts, they hate the truth. I want you to listen to this exchange. It may take a couple minutes. Megyn Kelly was on stage with a couple guys. Listen to how this thing opens up with the guy talking about Trump's crimes.
Here's the five. Three of them, he's either guilty or...
He got a bad result.
Yeah, got a bad result. There are two more. If he is found guilty of those two more, Megyn, and five of five, he had a bad result. Way to frame it. Will you chalk all five up in your mind to five different jurisdictions, five different prosecutors, five different juries and or judges, all conspiring to get him?
Before she answers, just real quick, see what he did? They seized all the institutions and said, look, he's been convicted in all these different institutions.
100%.
Okay.
Yes.
That's all I wanted to hear your answer to. Five different jurisdictions. Yeah. You think it's all lawful?
I mean, E. Jean Carroll, they changed the law so that she could bring a civil lawsuit against him, and she did. New York went 87% for Joe Biden. That fix was in right from the start. The fraud trial that Letitia James brought against him has never been brought. There's no victims. The banks who were involved said, we didn't lose a penny. What are we doing here? We weren't damaged. Yeah. Nobody was complaining except Tish James, who ran for office.
Listen to how the dirty commie keeps trying to get her to shut up. Yeah, okay. The truth. He's afraid.
I will get him. Then you have Alvin Bragg, who's a George Soros-funded prosecutor who doesn't like to prosecute any crime in New York City, where I lived for 17 years, except if your name is Donald Trump. Let's go down to Georgia, where Fannie Willis and Nathan Wade couldn't keep their libidos in check long enough to actually bring this case against Donald Trump. It's a repeat of what was happening in January 6th up in the case with Judge Chutkan, who loathes Trump and has sentenced almost every J6 defendant to way more jail time than their counterparts would get. Those are falling apart because of presidential immunity, which was handed down by the Supreme Court, who said you cannot bring a criminal case against a sitting president for any official act. Those cases have been gutted. Also, a Supreme Court ruling saying the same on January 6th defendants in general.
Notice how quickly the truth revealed him to be exactly what he is. Mm-mm.
And now...
here's a headline.
You know the thing.
Headlines we didn't get to.
Washington Post warns voters to... You know what, Chris? We do have plenty of time. Actually, Chris is yelling. He's laughing because we don't have enough time for headlines I didn't get to. Chris, we will make time, okay? You don't just wish for time. You make time, all right? I guess we're out of time. That's all.
You want smart political talk without the meltdowns? We got you.
And I'm Carol Markowitz.
And I'm Mary Catherine Hamm. We've been around the block in media, and we're doing things differently.
Normally is about real conversations. Thoughtful, try to be funny, grounded, and no panic.
We'll keep you informed and entertained without ruining your day.
Join us every Tuesday and Thursday.
Normally on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Whatever team Fee is on has a chance to win a championship.
I'm Christina Williams, host of the podcast In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams. The WNBA playoffs are here, and I've got the inside scoop on everything from key matchups and standout players to the behind-the-scenes moments you won't find anywhere else.
It's really, really hard to be the champions, but we have to remember how it feels and embrace the new challenge that we have.
So listen to In Case You Missed It with Christina Williams, an iHeart Women's Sports production in partnership with Deep Blue Sports and Entertainment on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Ben Ferguson.
And I'm Ted Cruz. Three times a week, we do our podcast, Verdict with Ted Cruz.
Nationwide, we have millions of listeners.
Every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, we break down the news and bring you behind the scenes, inside the White House, inside the Senate, inside the United States Supreme Court.
And we cover the stories that you're not getting anywhere else.
We arm you with the facts to be able to know and advocate for the truth with your friends and family.
So download Verdict with Ted Cruz now, wherever you get your podcasts.
When I told people I was making a podcast about Benghazi, 9 times out of 10, they called me a masochist, rolled their eyes, or just asked, why?
Benghazi, the truth became a web of lies.
From Prologue Projects and Pushkin Industries, this is Fiasco, Benghazi.
What difference at this point does it make?
Listen to Fiasco, Benghazi on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is an iHeart podcast.